This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. I spent the holidays in Brazil this season. For New Year's Eve, it is tradition that Brazilians wear white from head to toe. It is a symbol of starting over fresh in the new year. Most Brazilians would like to forget 2016, expecting a brighter 2017. Up until a few months ago, economists were expecting a rebound for next year after a two-year recession to be around 1.3%. Now the most recent forecast is that 2017 will be more of the same, with banks expecting almost flat growth, and real improvement won't happen until 2018. When they say the growth will be flat, what I think they mean is the economy will contract by 1 or 2% again for the third year in a row. But Brazilians look to avoid sharing bad news, preferring to let people find out on their own after it is too late. Most of the news stories I watched in Brazil brought anything but Yuletide joy. They were story after story of how people are struggling to adjust to the current situation. It is estimated that 35 million Brazilians, roughly one-fourth of its working population, were lifted from poverty in the middle class. For the first times in their lives, they could get financing to buy a car and a house. They spent more money at the mall, they went out to restaurants. Unfortunately, most of those luxuries were artificial, built on subsidized loans, tax breaks, and price caps, which fueled debt and did little to actually improve any economic foundations. So far, it is estimated that 10% of those lifted into the middle class have drifted back below the poverty line. Psychologically, they would have been much better off had their standards of living never changed, as dropping back to poverty levels after getting a taste of the middle class is much worse than having never experienced it at all. The new Temer administration is actively working to stimulate growth, even if it is not popular with those accustomed to living on welfare. They have begun cutting or reducing welfare programs that the government simply cannot afford. This led to some short-term protests among those who lost out, but they eventually went home realizing that they had to get a new job. You are listening to the Comstock Report. Brazil's greatest economic growth killer is interest rates, which is at 13.75%. The banking system in Brazil is relatively concentrated, and so the government is looking to pressure the banks to lower interest rates. The financial markets have responded well. The currency is surprisingly stable. The Bovespa, the Brazilian stock exchange, is one of the best performing amongst emerging markets last year, surging 35% for 2016. And yet this good news has not trickled down to the average consumer. The banks are sitting on a lot of cash, but are unwilling to lend it to consumers. If that is not enough, interest rates on credit cards average about 450% per year. Most Brazilians don't think in terms of annual interest rates because they are so high. I remember the first time someone was complaining about how high their credit card interest rates were, I asked them what they were paying. When they said the banks charged him 15%, I responded, "That is not so bad." He said, "That is 15% per month, not per year." The grain markets have been very sensitive to Brazilian weather, looking for any reports of dry spells. They may get their wish, as the Northeast has gone over a couple of weeks without rain, with not much in the forecast through mid-January. My thought was, so what else is new? One dry spell doesn't scare me, but two on the other hand does. The Northeast part of Brazil is prone to dry periods called veranicos. It happens so often they actually have a term for it. While newer soil is more vulnerable to dry spells, more developed soil can be made to withstand a 30-day dry spell. I see some farmers taking pictures of their fields and posting them to social media, bragging about how their fields are not showing any signs of dryness going into the third week without rain. The central west, west, and southern parts of Brazil have enough accumulated rainfall. They also have more rain in the forecast. At this point, it looks like Mato Grosso is on its way to having a bumper crop, which could easily offset any production losses in Bahia. Time will tell, as the soybean harvest will take off in Mato Grosso later this month. It will eventually rain again in the northeast, and they will be able to access any damage. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, call us at 712-933-9400, visit us in Royal, Iowa, or go online at comstock.com.